Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pretty big matchup coming up Saturday night, Joe, between Miami and Clemson. We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to bring on the color analyst of the radio broadcast for the University of Miami, Don Bailey Jr., for a couple minutes. Don, we got a pretty big one on Saturday night. It's got to be exciting. Three out of the last 4 weeks on national spotlight games, and now you got the number one team in the nation.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it, guys? I mean, that's what you come to play college football for. That's one of the traditions at the University of Miami, is to make sure that you get on game day against the best teams in the country and see how good you really are.
I'm just curious, Don. I know you've had a chance to look at the boards on both teams, and I know you know about Trevor Lawrence and ETN and Amari Rodgers and all those guys. Give me a couple of keys that you're looking for to give the Canes a chance in this one, besides the obvious of don't turn the ball over. Give me some key matchups.
Yeah, that's the obvious one for sure. You know, Joe, you know, when you look at this offense of Rhett Lashley's, I think the thing that's gone under the radar is how balanced they've been. You know, the numbers are almost perfect as far as yards and plays, and I think that's going to be important if you go against Clemson. If they make Miami one-dimensional, then they've really won that side of the ball, especially facing a guy like Brent Venables, who comes up with a new scheme every year, and it is very challenging as a defensive coordinator. So I think Miami's got to be balanced. And, you know, the other part of it is I'd like to see them really have success running the football. I think that's one of the oldest adages in the world is, you know, run the ball, and I'm not going to go away from it. I think that would be a big key as well. And defensively, if you can find a way to get to Trevor Lawrence. I think any quarterback, no matter who they are, where they are, what level they're at, if you can hit them enough times and you can hurry them enough times, they're eventually going to make a mistake. And unfortunately for Miami, if you're watching the tape, nobody's hit that guy, nobody's hurried that guy, and he doesn't throw interceptions.
Yeah. Well, Don, speaking of the quarterback stuff now, as a player or as a broadcast or being on the broadcast, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've seen Mike Vick, Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford, Charlie Ward, Todd Blackledge, Russell Wilson even when he was in those two teams. Trevor Lawrence got to be right on that list pretty high up as he is as a college football player. You've seen a lot, but Trevor Lawrence has got to be right there at the top of this list or close to it, right?
Well, I think he is. You know, if you look at it from the college level, I mean, there's no question that he's going to be there because he should be the number one pick in the NFL draft. And I don't know anybody really in the National Football League that would take a pass on him. I mean, there's a couple teams obviously that are set at quarterback that might not waste a pick, but he's a guy that is going to looks like he's on track to having ending with a Heisman Trophy, ending with an unbelievable career. There's a chance that he can go his entire career with only one loss, win a couple championships, and be the first pick in the National Football League. And if you're looking at size and you're looking at accuracy and percentages and 40 times and all his abilities, there's no question he's the number one pick.
Pope, Wiggins, and Harley, I'm just curious, through three games, are they at a high enough level for you right now? I know how I feel. What do you think?
No, I don't think. I really don't think they are, Joe. I don't think that when you look at the standard that was established at the University of Miami by the other names, you know, whoever you want to throw out there that yeah. That have been great over the years, right? But I will say this, in defense of those guys, they've gotten better. I've seen progress from week one to week two to week three, and that's a part of the development. Now, do they need to play their best games as a group since they've been at the University of Miami to beat Clemson? Yes, they do. Can they drop the football at the goal line like they have and make mistakes that they've had? No, they can't. They can't do that. But the guys, they've gotten better at blocking. I saw against Florida State a great improvement, from week one to week three. And as long as they keep getting better, I think that that's all you can ask for. But you do see a couple of the freshmen starting to get on the field. And it's somewhat of a miracle when that competition starts showing up and you're starting to get threatened for your job by somebody older or somebody younger or somebody that was a transfer, whatever it is, it seems that everybody's room gets a little bit better.
Don, the offensive line has given up 3 sacks in 3 games. Hello, Clemson defensive line this weekend, something they have not seen. 4- and 5-star guys all over the place on that defense. Something's got to give this week. Do you like the way that the offensive line's playing for the Canes, though, going up against this mighty, mighty Clemson defense?
Yeah, I really do. I think, that everybody's talking about the 3 sacks, and none of those have been credited to the offensive line. It's all been tight ends and quarterback problems that have led to the sack. Not one player has done that, and a lot of it has to do with the offense. A lot of it has to do with Garen Justice, the offensive line coach, and his ability to translate assignments and techniques to these guys. He's been fantastic. And, you know, the number, and I'm going to talk about this in the pregame, is you talk about sacks, but how they judge a game is it's around every 25 throws you're allowed to give up a sack. So Miami's way ahead of the curve on that right now through 3 football games. And the short answer is Miami's offensive line has gotten better, and they're going to continue to get better every single week. But they will be tested. There's no question, because you've got Clemson that's got a very, very, very talented defensive front. They've got a true freshman in there that's been starting as well. They get a guy back who's probably the best of the bunch. So we'll find out Saturday how good they really are.
I'm always wondering about mindset when somebody has this much, and it used to be like playing at the Orange Bowl when you played the Miami Hurricanes, and we got to see that up close, Don, and now we see it with Clemson, with Trevor Lawrence looking like Ken Dorsey with the same kind of record as a starter.
Yeah.
What's your mindset, man? I always wonder, like, a lot of ACC teams go in there and go, let's not get blown out. They don't say, let's win. They go, let's, you know, you lose before you go out there. Kind of when Warren Sapp, you're stretching, and Warren Sapp starts talking trash, and you go, we're down 21. We're down. It's 21-0. We're down. I always wonder and worry about that with these Canes teams that have not had success. Are you worried about that with this group?
Joe, you know, for me and for you as well, I mean, you've been through a lot of the same things I've been through in Miami, whether it was with the Dolphins or the Hurricanes. It's hard. I can't even let that thought enter my mind that anybody thinks, well, if they're playing for the University of Miami, that you're going to walk into any environment against any team, any ranking, any quarterback, any defensive coordinator, and think that you're beat before you even get on the field. I mean, I can understand how, you know, the numbers can appear overwhelming. I can understand that, you know, and I can see how people could think there's no way. But, you know, I guess there was no way that anybody thought that in 85, those, you know, you guys were going to beat the Bears. I guess there was no way anybody thought in 72 that Dolphin team was going to go undefeated. I guess there's people that are going to tell you there's no way, but there is a way. And yeah. I think that's what Manny Diaz has done a great job of it reinstalling into the Miami mindset, was that they can win. They are talented, but it's convincing these players, whether it's at the college level or the professional level, how to do it and who you have to trust and how you have to go about it. But I just don't buy into this. It can't be done. I don't care where you're playing, who you're playing, how you're playing. It can be done, and we see it every Saturday.
Right. That is true. By the way, this is what happens. You went to UM and I went to Cal. I played against USC. You were USC.
Both ends of the spectrum. Yeah,
You had some fun at Cal too, Joe.
I know. But I was looking at Charles White, Marcus Allen, and oh, God, like – Munoz, look at the size of those players. I played with some of your teammates,
Joe. I know what the heck y'all did, buddy. Believe me, I went to some of them parties.
Oh, that's right. You had Boozin Bracelet. Oh, my God, I forgot you had my boys, man. You're right.
Yeah, what great representatives of Cal Berkeley they were.
Here you go. You're fighting Cal Bears. Here they
are. Right? Were you there when that crazy bastard Holden Smith was there, the really gifted – were you there for that show when he put the Coke over the top of the coach's head?
No, I missed that one. I might have been the one to have instigated something like that, but I missed that one.
Not you, Don.
Oh, no, man,
those guys are all nuts, man. All those guys that you got to see Berkeley life in the 70s.
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, crazy. Even that Pac-10, bro, Vernon Maxwell was there. I mean, that was a guy that was, you talk about in your own world. There were some characters that came off of that, out of that conference, Joseph.
Yeah. Hey, so you feel like, just as you look at this, and you know, they've shown everything possible. You know, they're going to be ready. I love what the offensive coordinator, we had Coach on and just talking about you don't change anything. You don't give a sign of changing anything. I don't worry about their offense. Our job is to go out and score points. I love what Lashley had to say.
I think what you have seen and what you have heard out of Rhett Lashley is exactly what you're going to get. If Miami's behind, he's got his foot on the pedal. If Miami's ahead, he's got his foot on the pedal. If they're up by 30 or down by 30, he does not change his philosophy. He is going to try and run that ball as hard as he can. He's going to try and run as many plays as he can, as fast as he can. The thing that he really wants to make sure of is he gets as many first downs as he can. But he is completely convinced and has done a great job of convincing this offense that this is the way to win. And there's no substitute for it, and there's no variation of it. And I think he's got a lot of people believing in it, including yours truly.
Don, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks so much. I just feel like this is an Ed Reed pregame speech written all over it after the last two times you played this Clemson team, and you lost 96-3 in those two meetings, even though a lot of these coaches and players weren't on those two teams that lost. I feel like this is an Ed Reed kind of throw a helmet in the locker room kind of pregame speech.
Well, you've got to realize what opportunity it is. You know, that's the thing that it more than anything. This is a great opportunity. In front of the nation, you get a chance to go knock off the number one team. How's that sit with you the rest of the season? How's that sit with you the rest of your life?
Right.
Right? It's forever.
I hope they're all thinking that, Don. I know you are, and Ed Reed is too. So, anyway, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you coming on. Have a great
one.
Thanks,
DBJ.
All right, go Canes and go Bears.
Go Bears, man. Whatever those guys are doing right now, they're in Berkeley. Go Bears, right, exactly.
All right. Wow. Dolphins and 49ers, by the way, on Sunday, 4:05 start for them. I'll give you the quick injury report on what's going on, brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. They treat expert athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game is at uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Biggest thing that happened yesterday, Joe, full practice, full participation for Byron Jones, for Solomon Kinley, Devontae Parker, Xavien Howard, a lot of guys that you want to make sure they're getting full participation. Limited for Shaq Lawson as well. Durin Smythe and Malcolm Perry did not practice, as well as Austin Jackson. That is your injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Austin Jackson, that's the big one.
Tough one, right.
Trying to figure out. It's going to be interesting to see who, if he can't go, who they're going to move over to left tackle. Do they trust Julian Davenport, Jesse Davis? What does the rotation look like? Anyway, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, the weekend's about here. I know there's a lot of football, a lot of sports going on. But if you're starting to look around for that new car, truck, or SUV, please do yourselves a huge favor and make sure you put South Florida Chevy dealers on that list, because you are going to be blown away with how special 2020 cars, trucks, and SUVs are. You talk about getting it figured out. Fantastic look. More space, safety features, and a great price, man. To wrap it up real quickly, whether you're looking at the Tahoes or Suburbans, all the different style Silverado trucks to fit your lifestyle, absolutely perfect with these great deals. And then even in the midsize SUVs are really popular right now. The 2020 Traverse just, again, is still big enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise the style, which is so important. And our smaller SUV, the Equinox, again, the safety features, the technology, it's really fun to drive. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer, I just tell everybody they got to figure it out because, to me, it is great looking and it is really fun to drive after getting a chance to drive one. Hey, I think you're going to agree. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend. Chevy Open Road Sale event is on and going strong for you to get a great deal. Chevy wants to work with you. They want to get you exactly what you want, and they're so proud of what we have. The 20s and now 21s coming in. Got some new looks out there, but got great deals for you. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, waiting for you. Stop by this weekend and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Live 60 The Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to finscu.com. And if you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets, log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Miami Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, we're going to have some picks from our Las Vegas professional, Brandon Lang, and everything else you get that we apologize ahead of time. Sometimes if it is 2020, he's on his own, so don't be blaming us. Anyway, Brandon Lang's
going to control his mouth, right? Exactly.
He's going to help us help you maybe pick some winners this weekend. As got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of great sports stuff. But I got to tell you, man, the story that is leaked right out of sports, right into news today, is Tom Brady not knowing what down it was on a 2-minute drill at the end of a game, needing a field goal to beat Chicago last night. With a little more than a minute left, threw a ball down the middle and didn't realize it was fourth down. He thought it was third down. And then he and his coach not coming clean on the whole thing.
Right.
It's just like if you were to guess quarterbacks, I mean, listen, nobody has got more last-minute wins than Tom Brady. Right, he's like, that's part of the 45-page bio in the Tampa Bay and New England Patriots
right.
media
well, Joe,
book.
A minute 17, a minute 20, a minute 40, 48 seconds left on the clock, and you need a field goal, and you're giving Tom Brady the ball. Normally, that's a loss. And it has been for the last basically 2 decades when that guy gets the ball like that. And for him to have such a brain fart like this and not know it's fourth down, it just doesn't seem very Tom Brady-like in that situation.
So he was asked point blank. I don't know if we have it for anybody that didn't hear. Do you have it, Woody? What he was asked. Here's the question and his answer to the third and fourth down.
Was it clear for you guys whether it was third or fourth down on that last play?
Yeah, we just you're up against the clock and you're up against the you know, I knew we had to gain a chunk, so I should have been thinking more first down instead of chunk on that down. So.
He didn't answer the question. And he, I mean, it's clear he put his fourth finger up like,
right.
It's fourth down, right? And they go, no, Tom, that was fourth down. You just threw one down the field and got batted away instead of just getting the damn first down. And he didn't. And by the way, she said you guys instead of, there was no you guys.
No, it was him.
Right. Hey, Tom, did you not know what down it was? You guys? That ain't on the center, wide receivers, running back, coach. That's on Tom Brady, man. If Tom Brady doesn't know what down it is, then there's not another quarterback in the league that, I mean, it's just, it's weird. Like, right? It's just.
By the way, in an empty stadium, I mean, it's not like he's dealing with a crazy crowd who's screaming at him with a minute left to go. I mean, it's an empty stadium. Like, to lose focus like that is bizarre, especially for him.
Does he come point blank clean? He still hasn't come clean that, like, he gave that roundabout, yeah, I threw the ball down the field. I should have got the first down. Like, Tom, everybody saw you standing on the field, like, fourth down, right? No, that was fourth down, Tom. And you kind of lied. You're a little embarrassed, and you kind of lied. You didn't answer.
Well, I'm guessing he doesn't come clean now. He'll probably wait till, you know, he does his tell-all documentary after his career when he talks about he comes clean on all the cheating and everything else. He'll probably come clean on this, too.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff to admit. I mean, you just add this onto the list.
Yeah. What you think he's going to, like, put the deflate gate? You think Tom Brady's going to, like, say, yeah, I purposely had those balls taken back in.
Right.
And when the officials were looking for him before the game, like, Tom, where the hell's the balls? He goes, I don't know. Oh, here they come. And
Hollywood, you got a better chance of Joe saying live on the air that LeBron's the greatest basketball player ever than that happening.
Hey, he might be, Zach. That's mean. I just,
why? What do you mean?
He's great. Like, this thing about who's the best and who's the second best.
Well, it's, like, all opinion. It has nothing.
It's a silly debate. It really, really is.
It has nothing to do with fact.
Because there's not much of an argument to be had.
Exactly. Jordan's got six titles. He won six for six.
Six
in
a row, yeah.
Right.
Six for six, not in a row. He would have had eight for eight if
he would have
been
eight for eight. Right.
Yeah, Jordan, who's trying to capitalize on his popularity now, his newfound popularity with this IMAX re-release he's doing.
He never lost popularity. Hate to break it to you.
Right.
He never lost it.
Now.
In case you don't follow and haven't bought any of his Nike shoes, Jerky. He never lost.
Yeah, don't you stay on like a waiting list and waiting line for the Jordan shoes when they come out?
Yeah, but I also stay on the LeBron list too.
Right. Not popular, right? Not a popular guy, right?
He got kids buy those shoes. They don't even know how good he was. They definitely didn't see except the highlight. But whatever. That has nothing.
I will say my son does love Michael Jordan because he watches Space Jam, so he knows Jordan.
Well,
but Space
LeBron
Jam 2 is coming, which will hopefully be better than the first one, just like the basketball players.
The most successful professional athlete in the history of sports, right?
LeBron's going to pass him, though. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, he could.
He will.
Well, you think he's going to own his own NBA
team? I mean, look what LeBron has done already, Joe. He's still playing, and look what he's done.
I just think Michael Jordan owning his own NBA team is one of the greatest stories of all time. Was owned a piece of it, bought the other piece from the guy, I can't remember who the guy was that owned the other part. And he makes the Nike stuff. Of course, now LeBron's got the great Nike contract too that's going to pay him a zillion friggin' dollars. But
Joe, the last time Michael Jordan played in the NBA was the 2002-03 season, and he still got the hottest shoe on the market 17 or 18 years later.
Yeah, no, players in the leagues.
His popularity has only gotten better. That's the difference.
No, I don't disagree. Hey, let's get back on track here. When we come back, we're going to check in with Brandon Lane, get some picks.
He's a popular guy.
Get his take with all his numbers and stuff, trying to figure out what he's thinking on some key games that if you want to do a little action and you want to work off Brandon Lane, we'll find out what he's thinking. Mike Florio's going to join us, and John Crotty will join us as well, get caught up on that big, big Game 5 tonight. The Miami Heat try to stay alive against the Lakers, who, by the way, are 7-point favorites in this game. So we'll have more of that stuff coming up. Right now, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I know Michael Kotze will be working all weekend because that's what he does, 7 days a week. Helps people refinance. People call. They can ask him questions about mortgages. They can say, my credit score's down a little bit. Am I done? I don't want to ask the banks. The banks want perfect people and take forever to get deals done. Ever. What takes so long? Well, you don't have that with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. It's a great time to refinance and get an unbelievable number so you can save tons and tons of money on your monthly payment. Yeah, man. No prepayment penalty. It's a lifetime opportunity for you to do it. Now, you can do it with a bank and get the runaround and take months to get approved. Or you can go to Mike Okotsie, who gives you spectacular service 7 days a week. You can call him this weekend. Call or text him. I'm going to give you his number. Answer questions. You can tell him credit score. Maybe you've been renting and you're finally ready because money's so cheap. You want to buy something you found. It's a great time to do it. And Mike Okotsie is a guy to go to, can answer all your questions. And if he doesn't, he gets right back to you, gets people approved. Even on the weekends when the bankers are out on their boats and playing golf, Mike Okotsie's working for you, man. He's been in business since 1994, a triple-A rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Call or text Mike Okotsie, please. Nobody gets it done in any place in South Florida like he does. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Call or text him, but remember the name, Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. All right, we are back and trying to track Brandon down and may or may not have him, but boy, I'll tell you what, that doesn't stop. If you're not getting enough NFL football on Sunday, I got great news for you because you're going to get it Monday and you're going to get it Tuesday. Another games are getting moved around as the league is doing everything they can to work about the COVID-19 Titans, who now are 23 positive tests. And as long as they don't have any positive tests today, it's on Titans and Bills Tuesday, 6 p.m., as long as, again, there are no positive tests. And the Broncos and Patriots will play Monday. So we got a lot of football Monday and Tuesday. Right.
Ben Vullen this morning, about an hour ago, right, there was no positive test this morning for the Patriots or the Titans. Patriots won't practice today but are on track to play on Monday. Well, so it looks like both those games all those games are going to happen. Like you said, it's going to be a doubleheader on Monday night. 5 o'clock start for the first game, Broncos and Pats, Chargers and Saints at 8:15, the normally scheduled one. And then you get Tuesday night football with the Bills and Titans, 7 p.m.
Hey, man, if you like the NFL, between that and the college games,
right,
you can overdose Saturday through Tuesday. Speaking of that, a guy that loves the action of all those games, I believe, is ready to join us, Zach.
That's right. Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of the Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. Brandon, happy Friday to you, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. I was just asking another radio show. Some guy said that he brought up the story of a strip bar and how he left his credit card in the champagne room. And I literally said, what were you doing in the champagne room? He goes, what do you mean? I said, listen, everybody knows the worst thing you can do when you can go into strip bars, buy dances. You buy dances, you become a client, you buy them drinks, you become a friend. They don't date their clients, they date friends. I mean, it's simple as that. It's not rocket science. And when you're sitting there at the bar and you look at the roster of girls that come in, because the worst mistake you can make, as soon as you sit down and get that beer, the first girl that walks up grabs your hand, it's over. So you sit, you want to see who's on the roster. You want to see who your first round draft pick is going to be. You want to see what's in the draft before you make your first round selection. So when those girls walk up and say, hey, would you like a dance? You're like, no, I'm waiting for my girl in the back. And now you see every single girl that's there. Now the one you like rolls up. You're like, hey, how you doing? Like, no, I don't really buy dances. Let's do a shot. They never turn down a cocktail, ever. You do a shot. You talk to them for 20 minutes. And then you go, listen, I know you got to go work the room. I know you got to make some money. I'm sitting here for about another half hour. I'll be here when you get back. We'll do another shot. She goes and works the room. She does whatever. She comes back. You do another shot with her. You throw her $50 to $100 for her time. Like, when do you work again? Tuesday night. Perfect. I'll see you next Tuesday. Now you're out of there like a fat girl in dodgeball. Now when you go back on Tuesday and she sees you, she's going to come right to you. You guys are going to do a couple of shots. And now here's the river cart. After you've done that about twice, visiting the place, then don't ask him to dinner. Don't tell him you're going to buy him a car. Don't tell him you want to marry him. Don't do that. Just say, hey, would you like to go see a movie? Because they love movies. It takes their mind away from the dirt that they got to deal with every night. They throw on a pair of sweats. They got no makeup. Now they go to a movie, and now you're in the friend zone. And once you get in the friend zones, it's over, my friend. You're there. You're right where you need to be. That's the advice you need. Not betting on football, right, because once those places open up in Miami, you guys are ready to roll. Start firing.
Brandon, I got to tell you something. That was one of the strongest scouting reports
ever.
of my years a long time ago living in those clubs, not anymore, but what you just did was just outstanding, the way you broke that down. That was
awesome.
Experience.
Right.
It was outstanding. You ready to roll to some games now? On that note here, real quickly, while we got you.
Absolutely. I'm going to roll with your Dolphins, +8.5.
Are you really?
Yeah, look at this. That you watched Philadelphia go out there last week and how well they played and beating the Niners outright. And Mullen, listen, Mullen didn't have that great a game. You're asking them to cover. Their defense is banged up. Fitz had the big interception last week. Are they probably covering against Seattle? I'm going to come back and take the Dolphins +8.5. I think they match up well with what Frisco wants to do offensively. The Bills, I think Tennessee, coronavirus, everything going on. Buffalo 9-2 their last 11 on the road against the spread. So I'm going to roll with Buffalo over Tennessee.
Wow, interesting. Hey, can we get to our college game just locally? UM and Clemson, about 14.5 points. What do you think?
God, I wanna use Miami in this game so bad, but you know, we've all been there. You're in the movie theater with a hot chick and you got popcorn stuck in your tooth and you didn't bring any dental floss. So now you're trying to get that piece of popcorn out of your tooth and you're turning away from her because you don't want to look over and laugh at the part of the movie and she sees like popcorn all stuck up in your teeth, but you can't get it. It's that one kernel in the back that's driving you nuts. You want to commit suicide. You can't get that stinking thing. I want to use Miami. But then there's this little stat that says Clemson's beat them the last 2 years by a combined score to 96-3.
Right.
Ouch. So here's what we're going to find out. I didn't touch the game, but we're going to find out if the U is back. Do I think Miami's going to cover the number? Yeah, I do. I think they're for real. The way they beat Florida State, they beat a pretty good Louisville team. They beat a better UAB team than people think. I think they're back, and I think they're going to play Clemson tough, and I think their defense matches up well, and they're going to slow down Trevor Lawrence. Clemson has not covered a game this year. I think that the numbers inflated for them out of the box. I lean towards the U plus the 14.
What about the 62.5, the points, the total?
Again, I don't think if the U is going to win, they got to slow down Clemson. And so for me, they can't win a shootout. I love what King's doing at cornerback. Their defense has got to step up, and their defense has got to play great. I actually think it's going to go under the posted total. I always say this. If you like the dog, it's under. If you like the favorite, you got to play over.
It's going over. Right. Hey. Well, there's a pretty big basketball game tonight, of course, for us down here in South Florida and across the nation, Heat Lakers. Heat getting 7 tonight in this elimination game. Do you like the team that's about to get eliminated in these games, or do you go with the dog that's looking for the championship, especially when it's 7?
Well, think about this. The Heat in this bubble, in the playoffs, have been the number one money-making team this entire playoffs. They've only not covered 3 games the whole way. And in this series, they didn't cover game 1. The line got bet up to 10.5 in game 2. They covered. They won game 3 outright, and Hero hits a 3 at the buzzer to cover game 4. So they're 3-1 against the spread in this series. There's no quit. They've covered every single game in the bubble except 3. They have been an absolute ATM. I would ride them again only because they're not going to quit. Lakers win, but they're not going to quit. They just won't. They will not quit this team.
I didn't realize Tyler Hero, that 3 that he hit at the very end of the game, I didn't know. That made it
cover the number.
Wow.
It was 9. It was 9 and took it to 6 because I was actually at a house watching the game with the soccer guy for ESPN, Taylor, the young guy who does soccer for ESPN.
Yeah.
And he had a monster bet on the Lakers. And as soon as Hero got it, he's like, anybody but him, anybody but him. And when he made it, the whole mood of the house was kind of like, you know, the whole mood of the house was like, you've ordered strippers for a bachelor party and they show up at the door and they're all really, really ugly. That was the mood of the house. You can't have strippers show up and be ugly for a bachelor party. And by the way, this is the last thing I'm going to tell you. This is the greatest story. This is the greatest story you're ever going to hear about a wife and a husband. Last one I'm going to leave you with on Football Friday. I can't believe I've never told you this. So my boy is in Vegas for a bachelor party, big comedy writer out in L.A., and he's got the 2 strippers, and he's in the hotel room at the Mirage, and he's going up and taking the strippers up. And unbelievable, by sheer chance, two of their best friends, a couple that know him and his wife, the door opens and they get in the elevator. So now he's got these two, and they're not the hottest looking strippers in the world, but he's in the back of the elevator. They get in and there's this silence. And all of a sudden the guy goes, hey Chris, hey John, how you doing? Hi Alicia. Hi Chris. And so now it's like, oh my God. Oh. So they get off the elevator. He goes up. Now he knows he can't even enjoy his weekend. He can't even enjoy anything. She's going to go back. She's going to call his wife. He's dead. He's absolutely dead. So his whole weekend's ruined. So he got 2 days of just sheer misery till he goes back home on Monday and his wife is going to divorce him basically. So he gets back home, hadn't heard anything. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, his buddy calls him and says, listen, she's not going to say anything. I explained to her it's just a bachelor party. He goes, but you will not believe what she said to me when we got off the elevator. And Chris goes, what'd she say? She put me up against the wall. She put her hand on my throat and she says, listen to me. If you come to Vegas and bang hookers, they better be better looking than that. And that is a girl you want to marry right there.
Oh, my God.
You are.
If you come to Vegas and bang hookers, they better be better looking than that. Let's go Dolphins plus the points. Buy a cocktail, not a dance. You become a client and not a friend. Get in the friend zone. Scarlet, as soon as they open up. Guys, you're good to go. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks,
that
Brandon.
That is Brandon Lang.
You are. He was. Jeez. There's a guy spent some time at strip clubs.
Yeah.
It just did one of the greatest breakdowns you could. My one experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I somewhat fell in love on a rebound.
Wow.
It didn't last long, though, because when I was waiting for her at 3 in the morning, she walked out with another guy. I figured it was over. I looked at the guy, and I could tell he had a lot more money than I did.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more chains. Had the shirt way down. Way down. Was open.
Chest hair hanging out.
Yeah. And heavy set guy, but
right.
I go, I'm out. Good time to go home and get some sleep by myself.
Right.
No question.
By the way, I was looking for it. I couldn't find it in time. Caesar's Palace or one of those sports books put out a tweet after that Tyler Hero shot that said, thanks so much. You saved us about 800 grand.
Wow.
Something crazy like that with that shot. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Real quick, what would you guys take tonight? Knowing a line 7.5, where would you guys be on that?
I would take the Heat tonight. I think the Heat are going to win tonight.
I think the Heat are going to be right there, too.
Yeah.
You think the Heat are going to win outright, Zach?
The whole series?
No, tonight. No. I'm just talking about tonight.
Yeah, I think the Heat. No, I think the Heat win the game tonight.
You do? You think they win the game outright? Okay.
I like the money line tonight. I like the big odds tonight. Yeah.
I know it doesn't mean anything, but the Lakers in those jerseys kind of scare me.
Right.
Because, like, the sentimental, all that with those jerseys, the fact they haven't lost in them, but.
Jimmy Butler hasn't shaved in 2 months, so
switching to wear those jerseys tonight is basically their way of saying, like, we're done with this series. Like, we're ready to close this thing out.
Oh, they already put out tweets from the L.A. County Commissioners and the police department on Twitter saying, talking about tonight, don't go too crazy if they win. Like,
Motivation is, it's pretty crazy. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to check in all over the NFL with Mike Florio, and John Crotty's going to get us caught up on that game tonight and what he expects, if there will be any changes in playing time or anything else. But you do know one thing. You hear from coast to coast. The Miami Heat are going to play their ass off tonight. They may not win, but they're going to be from lack of backing down for sure. Kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy deal. They're not going to back down. They're going to give you great products every day and a great deal on top of it with a Chevy Open road sale event. Listen, right now your lease is up. You're starting to look around. Just burn down on what you're driving, or it's breaking down a lot. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealer. Chevy Open road sale event and the best damn products, cars, trucks, and SUVs we've ever had. Ever. Boy, I always tell everybody, so you always talk about Chevy. Like, I go, well, let me just say this. I've been a Tahoe guy for more than a decade now, but I want to get past that. And the Silverado trucks, I think, are just unbelievable. Their durability, they have so many different styles to fit your lifestyle for whatever you need it for. Working truck to a family working combination truck, we got it for you. We really do. Big, strong, and durable with that steel bed. But I also want to talk about our midsize SUVs, like the 2020 Traverse, which is spacious enough to accommodate the big family. It doesn't compromise any of the style or look. It looks great. You get in going, look at this room. I'm comfortable. 6'4", and I'm comfortable. The Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, but again, technology, active safety features, fun to drive performance, over to the Chevy Blazer style, substance, and an unbelievable look. We got something for everybody right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We know it's important to you. We think we got to figure it out in 2020 and 2021 because you got to stop by. Whether you're in Dade, Broward, we got dealerships all over, even Monroe County, for you to go get the deal of your life, take some test drives, and absolutely fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.